to Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Although you can hear us every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're glad that you're here tonight. I'm Stephanie.
And Mark. I'm Mark.
Did you hear a little distortion in your mic?
I don't know. Do you hear any
sound? Yeah, I'm hearing a funny sound. We'll go through the show and hope it's okay, but okay. Maybe we'll check that out on a break or something.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, good. Well, if you hear something, if you want to tell us about it, you can call us. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that you want to bring up, anything that's on your mind, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you tonight. You know, Mark, there's been a terrible tragedy that's happened in the news. A lot of coverage of it on Free Talk Live, both the last two nights since this has happened. And, of course, we're talking about the Batman shooting right in Colorado.
Poor Batman. Why does he get the onus on this one? It happened to be, yes, sure. A Batman movie. Sure. It was a big premiere, and it was a place for a lot of people to be.
And the killer apparently believes that he's the Joker.
Maybe. I don't know what I think about the killer. You know, at this point,
There are a lot of things about it that don't really make sense. You know, everyone who knew him has been saying, I can't believe that he would do something like this.
Of course, they always say that, right?
You know? Do they? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess it's really hard to tell.
It is common for people to hear that, you know, when it comes to, you know, these situations. But
nobody ever really looks at their childhood. But in this case, I don't know. We don't know much information about his childhood, but they don't seem to be saying that, you know, he was horribly abused or anything like that. And actually, he was a graduate student. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, somebody is successful just because they're a graduate student. Some people are great at putting on a facade of seeming normal and happy when they are neither or stable. But he did manage to get his way into some kind of PhD program.
So, I mean, he's certainly not an idiot. But then again, smart people tend to be
smart
the ones
people
that
could do more.
Well, the smart people tend arguably to be more likely to go psychotic, you know, especially males. Early on, you know, in their 20s, next, that sort of thing.
Is that so?
That's my understanding.
Okay, yeah.
I did a little bit of research on this when my business partner went bat-ass crazy for a few days. So, you know.
Oh.
He happens to be all those. He happened to be all those things. So.
He's not crazy.
Well, he was that day.
Well, anyway, I think people are really confused about this story. I even have heard some conspiracy theories about it. And I admit that some of the details sound a little strange or fishy, perhaps. Maybe that'll all be fleshed out. But a lot of people are really, like, looking for answers in this.
Oh, sure.
I think people are very confused by what's happened. And it's a terrible tragedy, of course. Anytime something like that happens, people are going to be really kind of looking for something to grab onto and say, well, it could have been prevented if only X, you know.
Yeah.
And for some people right now, they're saying, well, if only we had banned guns, this would never have happened. And
a lot of people are saying that. Or they're saying the magazine size is an issue.
Uh-huh. Or they're saying, you know, if only everybody had guns and knew how to use them, this also could have been prevented.
Yeah. You know, I really wonder whether people popping caps off back at this guy through the movie theater would have necessarily been a good situation. One of the people was
either
injured.
Well, he had body armor.
That's true.
Could have ricocheted and hit someone else.
It could have taken him, you know, knocked him back. They could have had armor-piercing rounds. I mean, so some of these situations, you know, there's a lot of could-hads. This sure. Movie theater did have a
gas canister, too, so.
Yeah, but a smoke. Smoke grenade, basically.
Yes.
And as I understand, at least one round went through the wall and hurt somebody. It may have been
in the adjacent theater.
Yeah, in the adjacent theater. So, I mean, you know, that would have been that many more rounds, you know, flying through that many more walls.
And there was the booby-trapped apartment, too. I mean, he really was looking to wreak some serious destruction.
Seems like it, yeah. Seems like he was really...
He had put this music on in his apartment to try to lure the police there. At a certain time when this was going on to, like, divert the resources and very elaborate plan.
He had a
profile,
really,
too, on a dating site that said, would you visit me in prison?
That's
he made, like, a month earlier.
Yeah, you know, one really wonders about this guy. Music, that's what you want to divert the police officers with? I mean, you know, you don't want to toss a couple of Molotov cocktails out of your car and set some buildings on fire? I mean, that'll divert some resources. I don't get it. I mean, to set up some incendiary bombs, I don't know. I mean, that'll divert some resources. It seems like leaving music on in your apartment's a little pathetic for this whole arrangement, but I don't know what to say. How does one get one's AR-15 to jam in a situation like this? I don't know.
It's awful, and I think during tragedies like this, often the first thing that people neglect, like they really jump to finding some kind of political solution. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say, you know, I think we should really all pay some attention to the victims and just send our condolences out to them. I know it doesn't really do anything, but yeah, it's nice to acknowledge them, you know.
I guess. I mean, you know, when I look at this situation and I think to myself, you know, this is, to some extent, this is a news bonanza. I think about how many kids die around the world of cancer every day. How many kids die of malnutrition every day?
How many
day?
Kids were droned in Pakistan, you know, in the week before this happened?
I it's hard to say. We don't get a lot of that news. But, you know, I mean, I don't know that you can do anything about kids getting droned in Pakistan. That's kind of Washington, D.C. and their thing. But you can do something about world hunger. You can do something about, you know, medical advances. You know, I often give to St. Jude Hospital because, sure, you know, because my son's perfect. Other people's have to deal with these tragedies. And I there's so much that one can do. If one wants to find meaning out of this, and I understand, I want to find meaning out of it too. The meaning is that crazy people do the things that crazy people do. There's nothing you can do about it, and the tragedy is all around us. If you want tragedy, you can find tragedy that you can do something about. It's out there, and you can do something about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's any meaning from a political standpoint on this one. We've here on Free Talk Live for many years, we've talked about where guns are more prevalent, crime seems to be less prevalent. And I don't know that I believe that statement anymore. I've done some research on it, further than, John Lott's book?
Well, actually, this week, earlier before this all happened, Mark sent an email to me and Ian and some other people about a website that he had found that showed each state in the United States broken down by the crime rate.
Right.
And it doesn't have
an agenda. This is just a website that's talking about gun crime.
Yeah, using the statistics that are reported to the FBI, right?
Yeah.
And this graphic that you sent, Mark, was just a color code of how many murders and firearm-related crimes occur in those states.
Yeah.
And so I replied back to you and I said, well, it would make more sense to me if I could see the data by county and maybe per capita, because population.
Well, per capita is available on this chart.
On the same chart? Maybe I didn't.
Yeah. you didn't play with the map the same way I chose to play with the map. But
well, in my research, I saw a graphic that had the same data, you know, the reports of violent crime, firearm-related crime by state, but also overlaid on that was an index of how restrictive the firearm laws were in those states. And honestly, it's really difficult to find a correlation. There are lots
I can't see anything correlative here.
Very restrictive gun laws, high crime. Restrictive gun laws, low crime. High crime, lax gun laws, and high crime, restrictive gun laws. So
one thing it tells me is that Vermont and New Hampshire are some of the safest states in the union, but it doesn't really tell me much else.
And to read into that, I mean, so you mentioned John Lott before, Mark, mm-hmm. and he is a professor, as far as I understand it, and he's written a book called More Guns, Less Crime, which is very popular in libertarian circles. However, it's been criticized for having very, you know, biased statistics or cherry-picking reports that mm-hmm. he drew from. And personally, he also was criticized, and I think this is meaningful, because he made up a persona of a student online named Mary something or other, and, you know, Mary would go around and post, oh, Professor Lott is completely right. I totally agree with him. And
it's bizarre.
It was, yeah. And I just can't help but think, like, if his ideas were so solid, you know, he wouldn't need to do that, right? They would stand on their own merit. So I'm apt to question the book just because of that. But, you know, the data that I saw,
I'm not willing to question the book based on that. But I mean, it does,
plants the seed of
it does make one wonder.
Yeah.
All I care about is the statistics, and I'm looking at the statistics, and I don't see any correlation between gun ownership and a reduction of crime. Not to say that, you know, to me that means anything about people not being able to own guns. I don't think we should outlaw them for that reason, but
we are going to discuss this further on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. 855-453 is the number. Stay tuned. It's working out.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. So glad to have you joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And I want to remind you that Free Talk Live gives away all of our old archives for free, or nearly all of them. Free Talk Live has been on the air way before I joined the crew for almost a decade, I think. But you can get archives going back to 2006 if you go to archives.freetalklive.com. And that should probably keep you busy for a while because it's literally thousands of hours of content all there for your listening pleasure and all there for free. So go ahead and grab them at archives.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. not only do you, can you comparison shop gold coins that you might be wanting to get and silver coins too, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. You know, there's lots of people wanting to get precious metals these days, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. People keep on telling me precious metals are poised to move upward, and I tend to believe it. But, you know, we'll see. Now's a good time to buy. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, Mark. Well, Free Talk Live, of course, is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go right to the phones and talk with Mike, listening on XM. Mike, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the upcoming Olympics and something I found in the BBC, a couple reports out of the BBC that say that they're doing, quote, repair work on a water leak on the tube station or the tube line that runs underneath the Olympic Stadium. And to me, that sets off a red flag immediately. Like before 9/11, there's the reports about the witnesses who say that there was the mysterious maintenance crew that was working on the floors where the plane hit. Oklahoma City, there were people working before the bombing. The World Trade Center, the first one, there were work crews in the basement. And I think there might be some credence to that idea that there might be another false flag attack during the Olympics.
Well, you know,
so,
one's going out on a much thinner limb when there's a conspiracy theory basically takes the facts, puts together a story with them. Whereas a prediction, you know, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, if I will agree with you that if they were doing some maintenance and you were able to predict ahead of time, you look incredible. But
he's on the record now.
Yeah, maintenance happens all the time, Mike.
Yeah, I just wonder how many times, like, large buildings and stuff like that, how often is maintenance occurring anyway? Because some of the large buildings that I've worked in, it seems like there's always some maintenance going on.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it because during the 7/7 London bombings, they were doing the same thing in the underground. It's always it seems like there's a formula that they follow, you know?
Well, they would have to have some reason for work crews to go in there and plant explosives if explosives are being planted. But I wonder how much they scrutinize
the work crews, too, because it seems like if a normal person wants to go to the Olympics, they're going to get searched, you know, really heavily. There's a lot of security. Countries spend a lot of money securing the Olympics wherever it is. But I wonder how much scrutiny the work crews are subjected to, you know, maybe not as much.
I was on a cruise a few months ago, and there were maintenance crews working on that boat all the time. And as I understand, there are, you know, there's several dozen people that are working on that boat constantly.
Sure, I bet they have a lot of stuff to get ready for.
So, I mean, I tend to think that large
places...
What if
the toilet breaks or something at the Olympics?
Yeah, somebody's got to take over. Mike?
Hey, and this is the other thing I wanted to talk about was the Colorado thing. Now that some of the people that were involved in that were inside some of the victims are talking now, there are two people I heard so far say that there were smoke canisters tossed in from both sides of the theater. So that would immediately make me think that there was more than one person involved, and not one of them said that they saw the shooter with red hair.
Well, the shooter was wearing a ballistic helmet. I mean, you know, he was,
yeah,
can't tell what it color. That's the reason that soldiers and police officers wear ballistic helmets, among other reasons. One of the reasons is to anonymitize themselves. You know, I mean,
how easy would it be to tell where a gas canister came from if you're sitting in a dark movie theater?
You've ever seen reports about eyewitness accounts, you'll find that eyewitnesses tend to be really unreliable.
Yes.
That they just don't know what they're seeing. They're a little better at hearing and knowing what they heard, but they're not very good at what they see. And, you know, they've done studies with this, and I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know what I'd believe and what I wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe anymore either. I don't believe anything until the government denies it. I know I said that before.
Well, that doesn't make it true just because the government denies it. But I see what you're saying, that, you know, of course, some level of skepticism is important. I'm sure that a lot of the details that were reported about this weren't necessarily accurate. Would I go so far as to say it was a false flag? I don't know. We just don't have enough information. Certainly, there are people who would want the TSA to be at every movie theater, though. You know, and we can fight that on principle. we can tell, you know, we can say, no, that's, you know, that's a violation of people's liberties. What kind of life is it if you're going to get searched every time you go into the movie theater?
I know, and this is, and people don't even want to think about that because we've never lived that. We've never had that experience in America of soldiers on the street corner. Like when you look at third world countries or places in Europe, and you see the way the soldiers stand around smoking and joking on the corner with their assault rifles.
Yeah.
And it seems like people just get used to that when they live with it for a long time. But Americans have never experienced that. And I think it would
well,
be
well, they experienced it at Wall Street, Mike. I mean, Wall Street's just like that.
Or what about Hurricane Katrina?
No, yeah, if you go to Wall Street, Mike, you will see every day that there are people there where they've got the Bearcats, there are police officers decked out, and they've got the Darth Vader uniform on.
Very
got the,
militarized.
Yeah, they've got the what looks like a submachine gun. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Strapped over themselves. I mean, these guys are they're ready for terrorists, and
wow,
they're pretty sure that terrorists are you.
Yeah, I guess. I and just talking about it, some people might think that I'm a terrorist, you know? That's the sad part of the whole situation.
Yeah, well, you know, some people believe that just speaking about it means that you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. That you're a rabble-rouser, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's but if we can't ever speak out against, you know, what we perceive as infringements on people's liberties, you know, that's a significant problem in and of itself. Never mind the infringements, you know, that's free speech. That's a separate issue.
Yeah, and, you know, the one good thing that came out of this is that during, you know, after 9/11, I still don't believe the, quote, official story. And that will just about cause a fight. If I talk about 9/11 on the CB or at a truck stop, there's people that are ready to fight with you saying that I'm a terrorist or I'm not American or why do you hate America, that kind of thing. But with this situation, it seems like everybody is open to some other answer than just the official story of what happened, you know? It's like people have reached a point now to where they're skeptical of what the government does always.
I don't know how skeptical they are. I mean, a lot. It's hard to talk about emotionally charged issues, and 9/11 certainly is that. And I think their government has sort of perpetuated a certain level of victimhood, you know, keeping people in a perpetual state of victimhood, reopening the wounds, encouraging a lot of fear to go on. And that probably doesn't help with having a reasonable discussion about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. But that's all I had. Thanks for talking to me tonight.
Well, hey, Mike, I'd like to ask you a question. If you don't mind hanging on the line, I want to talk to you about something else. Mike,
okay.
I believe, called in earlier in the week accusing me of being a member of the Pink Mafia. So
well,
I want to ask him about that.
I don't know if they use those terms.
So, Mike, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk with you more. It's 855-453 is our number on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Please stay tuned.
Pink Mafia.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to this show. You are listening to Free Talk Live with Stephanie
and Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. We love it when you call about anything that's on your mind. And I also want to remind you that if you have something that you'd like to hear discussed on Free Talk Live, you're welcome to submit news stories at the top of the website at freetalklive.com. You can find out how to do that by visiting our site. And people who read the website will vote up or vote down the news stories, and the ones that get the most votes make it up to the top of the page. And a lot of times we'll check that before the show and draw some show prep from there. So, and even if we don't read it on the air, more people will probably see it than, for instance, if you shared that story by a social network.
And as Ian is telling people in the last couple of weeks, the most important link is the upcoming stories queue, which is at the top of the page, and you can go there and vote on stories that are upcoming. You know, there's I guess you need a certain number of votes to get on to the front page, and, you know, people can go and vote on the front page, and that's all fine and good, but no new stories make it if people don't vote on new stories. So anyway, this is all done by the listener at Free Talk Live. Bitcoins are the world's first digital currency. They're basically cash for the internet. They're anonymous, if you wish them to be. They're potentially anonymous, I guess. But, you know, you've got to do a little work to make them anonymous. In the same way that cash could potentially be anonymous, it's impossible for them to be inflated. It's impossible for them to be counterfeited. Nobody, no government agency, no bank can get involved in your purchases. There's no fees. You can send and receive money on the internet without fees. And, you know, that's really valuable. If you're a business owner, chargebacks are at your discretion. It gives you 100% complete control over your money. You can buy, sell, and trade what you want, when you want, with whom you want with Bitcoins. And to find out more, you can go to weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are changing the internet, and I think they're going to change the world, personally. It's weusecoins.org, and if you want to get some, go to bitinstant.com. Ian just actually purchased some the other day and said it was really easy, so bitinstant.com.
All right, I'm very excited about Bitcoins, too, by the way. All right, let's go back to Mike. He's graciously hung on the line. Now, Mike, I just wanted to get a chance to talk to you real quick. I heard you call into Free Talk Live. I think it was you, unless I'm mistaken here. But I thought I heard you call on Free Talk Live on Monday, and I listened to that show, and I heard you say that you, by the way, are you back with us, Mike?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I heard you say that you thought it seemed like 80% of the Sunday show was about gay and transgendered issues, and that you didn't like hearing about that, and you wanted to hear police state news and things like that. And so, I don't know, I kind of just wanted to talk with you about that. You did say you were going to stop listening to the Sunday show, and I guess you might have been listening because you called in. I don't know if maybe you just called without listening, but, you know, I heard your critique, and, you know, what it sounded like to me is that maybe you're having trouble relating to some of the show prep that I bring in. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, that's accurate. And I want to say first, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings or make you feel bad in any way by saying those things. And I actually regretted making that phone call that night. The fact is, Sunday is my favorite night to listen to Free Talk Live because I love the camaraderie between you and Mark. I think that you guys have the best flow of the show out of all seven nights. And I'm a truck driver. We've talked about my job before on this show.
Yeah.
And I look forward to this show. I make sure I'm driving, whether it's in the middle or the tail end or the beginning of my shift, I make sure that it's during Free Talk Live so I can listen to it at seven nights a week. And I call you guys seven nights a week just about. But, you know, I guess that what it is when I listen to that or anything about those type of issues, it always seems to me like people are trying to convince me that being gay or lesbian or transgender is normal. And if that's the case, what does that make me as a heterosexual man? And I guess that's what I feel like I'm saying something bad by even talking about it, you know, because.
Mike, can I ask you, do you think that it could all be normal? That, like, there's a wide range of human sexuality and straight, gay, bisexual, it's all normal?
I think it very well could be, and maybe I have some preconceived notions about things, and maybe I need to adjust the way I think about things.
Well,
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings or said anything bad.
I thought there was some validity.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad you like to hear the show, and I like, you know, Mark and I's camaraderie to it. Sorry, Mark, go ahead. I interrupted.
I think there's some validity to the, you know, when he said that there's some station that I'm not familiar with on XM that's for sort of gay issues. Is that, what's the name of that, Mike?
Out Q.
And you know, a little promo for Out Q here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, I mean, when he says that he would listen to Out Q if he wanted to talk about, you know, wanted to listen to the gay and lesbian issues, I think that there's validity to that statement. And if one, I mean, Free Talk Live can be preachy. I mean, you know, one of the main underlying aspects of Free Talk Live is we don't believe you should hit people or threaten to hit people or use violence to get what you want. And
gosh, that's preachy.
It is. I mean, when you live in a world of people that threaten each other and, you know, use violence to get what they want, I mean, that's essentially what all governmental systems on all over the planet
are
about.
But they're not being preachy by going out there and advocating.
Well, they have the high ground. They have the
the popular opinion, but it doesn't mean that
one
high
doesn't
ground.
Need to preach if one has the popular opinion.
Okay.
So and that's all I'm saying is, and so, you know, I think that that's it's something to avoid. If we get on to one particular issue and pound one particular issue too hard, I mean, we have to move around. We are equal opportunity offenders on Free Talk Live, you know, whether it's the death penalty or war or, you know, the church or whatever, we tend to.
Sometimes when people get offended, though, it just means that they're thinking about something that they don't normally think about, and they are uncomfortable with.
Agreed.
That, you know, so it's not necessarily a bad thing to shake it up and sort of help people explore new points of view that they hadn't thought about before. And, you know, Mike, I just wanted to say, if I have any kind of agenda, it's only that I want to welcome everybody to listen to Free Talk Live, you know, and sure, would I mind if there's some woman listening who has a crush on me? No, I wouldn't, but that's not
You got an agenda. You want to convert regular heterosexual women into lesbians.
No, I just want everybody to be free to express themselves like however they naturally are. And I do like to draw attention sometimes to issues related to gender or sexual orientation because, you know, frankly, sometimes I don't hear those things always talked about on Free Talk Live. And I think they're very relevant to freedom. I mean, freedom is for everybody, not just straight people or not just, you know, white people, not just men. Not that there's anything wrong with being any of those things. It's just that, you know, sometimes I like to present a little bit of a different point of view because I know there are lots of different people that could be listening to Free Talk Live, and I want them all to feel welcome.
You're exactly right, and the fact is, if I want to be completely free, then that means everybody else has to be completely free as well. And obviously, this has been something that's been on your mind for the last week. So again, I'm sorry if I said anything that was offensive to you, Stephanie.
No, thank you, Mike. That's okay. I heard your criticism, and I reflected on it a lot. And I'm actually really glad I got the chance to talk with you about this. And
I am too.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts.
It's not like Mike's critique has been the first for, you know, you on the air, but, you know, this is coming from the guy. I used to be called Manwich on the show before, you know, I was working for sales for the radio station that carried the show, so I didn't want my on-air personality to cause any trouble for my off-air personality, selling ads for the station, and, that's that. So there was a campaign to fire Manwich for a long time, and, that's that.
A lot of times when people give negative feedback about me as a host, they email you, and sometimes
yeah, sure.
you share that with me if you think there's anything of value in it.
If I don't think there's anything of value in it, I don't share it.
Yeah, and
I would fire you
that.
In a second if you didn't produce listenership. But the Sunday show, as far as the downloads go, gets higher than average listenership. You've been on the air with me for 1 year. Free Talk Live's been on the air for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This should be the least listened to day of the week consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Right.
And that...
We're doing something right if people are listening.
Yeah, I have no explanation. I don't have any explanation as to why people listen to talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's that.
Well, it's very interesting. We've got lots of calls on the line, Mark. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. There's more with your calls coming up.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Verki water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for joining us tonight. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything your heart desires. And if you want to watch us doing the show live, you can always go to cam.freetalklive.com. I think there's always a some kind of a stream going on in there for audio, Mark. But when we're actually in the studio from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, every single night of the week, you can watch us do the show live at cam.freetalklive.com. You'll also find a chat room there in case you want to connect with other listeners. But watch out for the trolls, I would say. I don't know how bad they are. I don't have time to pay attention to it during the show because
the chat room is monitored. So, gotcha. They'll kick them out.
I see. Okay. Well, of course, you can call in and bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones and hear from some of you. Scott is listening in Arizona. And, Scott, are you with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I want to talk about sex, so keep your finger near the dump button. I'll try and be clinical.
Okay.
But sure, as long as you keep it, as long as you keep it radio-friendly and, clinical terms.
There's a few words to avoid. Let's not use those, okay?
Right. So the topic that I've found interesting to contemplate is there's a lot of discussion about sex when you're young and sex with older people.
And how young are we talking?
Excuse me?
About how young are we talking?
Just the concept. Well, puberty.
Like pre-puberty or around puberty?
Puberty and after puberty.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, it seems like there's I'm trying to think of the word, there's a fanatical revulsion against that idea. And
against young people having sex with older people?
Well, older people having sex with younger people.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of experiences of my own, and I wanted to talk about how they affected me because I'm way past that age now.
Okay.
When I was about 10 or 11, I was at that stage where I was just kind of discovering the whole concept of sexual attraction and stuff like that.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
And several friends, male friends, we would kind of, I was living in Mexico at the time.
Okay.
And we would frequently kind of compare each other's performance and stuff.
Okay.
We were kind of exploring our own bodies and
And you mean you had to, like, actually touch each other or talk about your sexuality? Okay, so there was actual things going on, not just talking about it.
Yeah, there were things going on, and we were, but it wasn't one person touching another. It was self-stimulated.
Okay.
I hear that this is very common. I mean, I'm a woman. I grew up as a woman, and I didn't have any of those experiences. But I do hear that this is common for boys. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it felt very common for me. I mean, it just didn't seem unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember an experience where I was out in kind of a field someplace, and with another friend of mine. I'm an American with another American friend, and we were like tourists in Mexico, but we were living there, but we were, you know, Americans in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an older Mexican gentleman, and he kind of, we met with him behind kind of a building that was abandoned or being built or something, and
okay.
He was desirous of having contact with us sexually.
Okay.
And how old was he, and how old were you?
Well, like I said, I was 10 or 11.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that he was maybe in his 20s.
Okay.
I mean, at that age, hard for me to remember to
sure.
have a... He was a lot older.
Okay.
So I remember sitting, and he was sitting next to me, and he was manipulating my parts.
Okay.
Was okay, and I was fine with that for a little bit, and then at a certain point it just kind of didn't feel comfortable, and I just said, you know, I'm no longer interested in this, and we broke contact, and my friend and I went away, and there were no hard feelings. There were no bad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you it's interesting because a lot of times when we talk about the idea of, you know, adults initiating sexual activity with young people, shall we say, there's this idea that, you know, young people don't have a lot of control over their lives, a lot of decision making. They're often the subject of bullying, you know, and of people just really telling them what to do all the time. And sometimes they just don't have the confidence to say, no, I'm not interested in that. Stop. I'm going to leave or whatever. But in your case, you did.
Well, that's the point that I want to get to, but I want to lead up to it a little bit more.
Well, if you could, we have another call waiting that I would like to get to, so if you could try to wrap it up quick.
I'll just end it there then, because I wanted to get into something completely different, and if you don't have time, then we won't go there.
Call back. You can always call back tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. We're around 7 days a week. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott.
I wanted to call on the Sunday show to get the two of you. Because the issue that I'm thinking about concerns the concept of authority.
I see. Well, I mean, if there's any way you can get into it, I mean, I'd be open to hearing it. I don't know about you, Mark.
Go ahead. I mean, at this point, it's teased.
So at any rate, like a year or two later, I was in a boarding school and had a roommate, and we had some sexual contact.
Okay.
And that was fine, and I didn't have any issues, and I didn't have any homosexual attractions. It's just that the sexual urges were so strong that we both found outlets with each other.
Yeah, this is called situational homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That works. And then a couple of years later, my parents were having a party at their house with some business associates who had come into town for a business convention. And this one man, and he was Catholic. This is interesting. This one man wanted to go back to my room and see my stereo, which I had built all by myself and was very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I are back in my room, and I'm showing him my stereo. And he starts trying to get into my pants.
Oh. And did you?
I just kind of rejected him.
Mm.
And I wasn't bothered by it. What really bothered me, and I never told my parents about this, what really bothered me was I was appalled that someone who supposedly was a friend of theirs yeah. would do this to their friend's son.
Yeah. Yeah, so, wow. And you're probably in kind of a different, difficult position.
How does authority play into that?
Well, okay, so I was raised in a household completely absent of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider myself an atheist now. When I was a kid, religion just didn't exist as an issue. So it was just not around.
Yeah.
And,
that's pretty rare, by the way.
Yeah, and it was all, yeah, it is. And I think I also have the sense that there was my house, I was trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty much allowed to do anything I wanted because my parents trusted me.
And they trusted this person, too, obviously, to invite him over. And so are you saying he sort of had the religious authority going on and he kind of betrayed that trust?
I'm just noting that both in Mexico, because Mexico's highly Catholic, so I'm assuming the man down there was Catholic.
Okay.
The guy who went after me in my bedroom, he was Catholic, too, and I just find that kind of an interesting thing. I don't know if it means anything. But
I don't know what it means.
What did you say?
I don't know what it means. I mean, you know, meaning is a difficult thing to define.
Here's the culmination of my thinking. There are so many people who talk about when kids have sex with adults or supposedly inappropriate sex, it affects them dramatically throughout their life. And I had these two experiences which had no male effect on me whatsoever. And I'm thinking that perhaps the issue is really one of authority.
Yeah, it's control. Control over your own body. When you cease to have the control over yourself,
abusers
you feel like you're manipulated
shame.
Either you know, mentally or certainly physically.
It's a huge violation.
Yeah,
and abusers will often make the kids feel like it's their fault. And Scott, thank you so much for the thoughts tonight.
Very
appreciate your call. Yeah, you really can call about anything on Free Talk Live. Still want to talk to the next caller on the line, but you can call in at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.